The future of 13 golf courses on Auckland Council land is under spotlight as their leases are due to expire soon and the city faces a desperate shortage of land for housing and also recreation. The Auckland Council wants to make changes to the overall plan that governs those courses to make way for other recreational activities like walking, running and cycling paths. There's been a prolonged battle to fight off plans to divvy up the Chamberlain Park golf course there in Mount Albert, turning it from 18 holes into a 9-hole golf course alongside sports fields and a public park. So could the golf course be better utilised for recreational? What about housing? In a moment, you're going to hear from Bill Mackay, who's a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland School of Architecture and Planning. But first, we sent our reporter Leonard Powell to tee off with some of the members of the Chamberlain Park golf course.
After pulling up at Chamberlain Park golf course through a jam-packed car park, I spot Alice, Jan and Irene coming off the 18th hole. The trio have been playing with the ladies' club here in Mount Albert almost every Tuesday for the last 30 years.
There's not many courses where you can actually learn to play golf and be accepted by the people that are out there playing golf. Chamberlain Park is wonderful. This is where I learnt to play. You could just rock up with your friends and have a game of golf. You weren't compared to the other people that are out there. You just went out and had fun.
As one of only two public golf courses in the city, an annual membership is around $900 and green fees $30, far less than most private courses. Alice, Jan and Irene tell me Chamberlain Park has been a lifeline when elderly people have limited options for recreation.
People like us can't go out and play netball or rugby or hockey or things
old
like that.
Older people, she's saying.
Older people. People over 80, which we are the ones that are playing golf still. And I've played here for 30 years. And it's a fantastic situation.
People that maybe wouldn't be accepted at other clubs because of the casual and all the rest of it. Golf's a very, you know, you wear this and
structured.
You do that, a structured sort of a game. And those sort of people enjoy the game of golf at Chamberlain Park.
Fellow golfers Steve and Balvant have just finished their rounds. The two reckon affordability is key.
Well, this is one of the last two public golf courses in Auckland where the average guy can come out and have a game and not have to spend a fortune. You know, I retired 6 months ago and I can afford, you know, $20 a week, whereas if I want to join a club, it's 40, 50, that's if you can get in.
Yeah, it's a good public course for us beginners and learners and high handicappers. It's not obviously for professionals, but yeah, good enough for us to give us a good challenge.
Mike tells me he's played the course longer than most.
I've been playing here for 63 years. It's very close to where I was brought up, this course, and there's something about it I just keep coming back. I've played lots of other courses, but this is still my favourite. You know, I'd rather come here than anywhere else.
Junior Sayer has been playing at Chamberlain Park since moving to New Zealand 5 years ago. He tells me having access to the course through lockdowns was a blessing.
If you take yourself back to when the lockdowns had come back, this was a stress relief for a lot of people in Auckland, and particularly around this area. As when it was opened up, a lot of people came here just to get out of the house. You know, they allowed us to come out and, you know, walk. And for a lot of us, this was where we managed to survive COVID, the stresses of COVID. So to say that's underutilized, we totally disagree with it. We can understand the need for a house and all, but if you link it to the government's well-being approach to both their budget and everything that they're doing, these golf courses have a lot of stuff that you can do that would relieve a lot of stress.
A proud Samoan, Mr. Sayer has found a community of friends at Chamberlain Park.
It's known as the home of Pacifica Golf. If you come one morning, you will be amazed at how many Pacific Island pastors are here to pass their time, to have fellowship. The difference between Chamberlain Park and other parks is that you have to make a booking. Perfect example is today I came alone by myself to play. The two gentlemen that you saw me playing with picked me up and said, let's go out. So today I made two friends. Well, I already know Mike, but I made a new friend. So it's that kind of bond that you can get at a golf course that you wouldn't get at a bar or anything, and probably you wouldn't get at a rugby park.
Over the next few months, the council will decide which, if any, courses might be opened up for public use, with each being assessed on a case-by-case basis. But Mr. Sayer's newfound golfing mate, Mike, has a message for the council.
You've only got to look at the car park. Even when it's raining, it's hard to find a parking space. You know, there's people out here every day from 6 o'clock in the morning till dark. You know, how can they say it's underutilised? It just doesn't make sense.